Get soft if you wanna get soft with it. Sometimes you feel you gotta love somebody, and that somebody is you. Sometimes we feel we need to touch somebody before we're through. So take my hand and spin me in and hang me in emotions, man. I'll tell you where I think we stand. Let's get soft if you want to get soft with it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Emotional Hangs. I'm Joe DeRosa.
I'm Kurt Brownoller.
And we're here together. This is the podcast about adult friendships.
Let's get soft.
Vulnerability.
And we're just going to open up. We're talking about adult friendships, guys.
Real quick, do you have anything to plug?
Nope. Nothing really. My special comes out March 3rd, but your special comes out before me.
February 3rd, but I don't even know if this will be out before February 3rd.
Who knows?
Well, if it is, you look at it on February 3rd at Midnight Comedy Central. February 5th at 1 a.m. Is the replay. Album comes out February 7th. It's called You Let Me Down. And there it is.
Which there it is. Called? Mine's March 3rd. It's called Trust Me. And probably has a similar schedule after that. We haven't gotten into it yet. It's pretty far in the future. So last time we were talking,
well, tell the people what the podcast is.
I mean, like, Joe and I have become friends late in adult life.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a podcast about maintaining adult friendships and how you do that.
Yes.
Because most of your friendships are made when you're a kid.
Yes. And most adults are too hardened and fucked
to actually
make new friends.
And to, like, talk to each other and be a little vulnerable.
And admit that they're wrong.
Yeah.
Admit that you're fucking wrong.
A lot of times, Joe has to admit he's wrong on this podcast.
If you want to catch up on the episodes that sort of launched us into this now standalone podcast, you can visit Kurt's old podcast, K-Hole, on Nerdist, and my old podcast, Down with Joe DeRosa, on iTunes, and look for the anything titled Emotional Hangs, and you can kind of hear the stuff that led up to this. But here we are, starting fresh on the Feral Network. This is episode 2. Feral, thank you for having us.
And we, last week we were talking about a segment we call I Forgive You. And mm-hmm. Joe was saying that he had... Do you want to prep it?
Yeah, I was watching my friend Ali Wong's special on Netflix, and I had recalled that I hadn't spoken to her in a while, and I realized that many years ago I was sort of a pompous ass with her when we first became friends back in New York.
He claimed, and this is like 10 years ago, he claimed that she was only friends with him to further her comedy career. Which is so fantastic. It's a real...
It was psychotic. I can't believe...
And that's what she said to him. She said, do you think if I was friends with you for your career, I wouldn't have shot a little bit higher?
Yeah, exactly. I would have... Yeah, and I can't blame her for saying that. So
we wanted to send her a text to apologize for that, and he never did.
I was tempted to, and then last week you said, Joe, I forgive you, and you should send her a text. So I'll read the text.
All right.
Wong, is this still your number? It's DeRosa. Reply, hi, yes it is. Many exclamation points. Off to a good start. She's not upset to hear from me.
Right.
Unless that's supposed to be like, hi, yeah it is.
No, what's happening
Where's
next?
The apology? But no, she's very enthusiastic response. Made me feel good. I wrote, awesome, and hello, exclamation point, because I'm trying to match energy. This might be coming out of left field, but I finally had a chance to watch your special tonight, and I thought it was great. It made me think back to when we first became pals and how much of an arrogant jerk I was all those years ago in New York, so I wanted to apologize. I had a lot of growing up to do. Sorry, and I hope you can accept my apology. As for present day, terrific work on the special, and I hope we run into each other sometime soon. P.S. This is the second text. P.S. Oh, not an AA or anything.
That's the that was exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. If I got this text, I'd be like, oh, Joe's an AA.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not an AA or anything. This isn't one of my steps. I just hate the way I conducted myself back then, and I think it really hindered our friendship. Okay, I think these texts are long enough. Ha ha. Lastly, congrats on your new family, because she had a baby not too long ago. And then Allie responded not too long after, maybe an hour, and she wrote up, Oh, thanks so much, Joe. I really appreciate that. That's the first text. Second text, all of it. Third text, and thank you for watching the special. So tough for us to do as comics. And then I wrote back this morning, thanks, Allie. You're the best.
Boom. And wrapped up.
The exact response I was hoping to get.
Yeah, you don't need to get deep into it. You just want to be released from that fucking guilt.
But that's not what I mean. Well, I wouldn't say it was guilt.
Yeah, you just felt like a piece of shit.
Yeah. I wasn't shaming myself in a corner in a ball, curled up. But I'm saying that's the response I wanted, not meaning, oh, we didn't get too deep into it, meaning I was hoping that she would say something like, hey, I do appreciate that meaning I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Because we talked about this last week, and I said I was actually not hoping for the response of like, what are you talking about? Who cares? That to me is, there. No growth comes from that. And it also means I was worried about a thing that this other person wasn't worried about. The fact that she made note of like, I know what you're talking about, and I do forgive you. Now it feels like progress has been made in a friendship.
I mean, I think you could have quit when I said I forgive you.
But. Probably. Now, how's your therapy thing going?
I haven't found one yet.
Oh, great.
Yeah, well, I'm working on it.
One of us is working hard on this podcast.
All right, let's bring in our guests. Yeah. We have some fantastic guests this week.
And as the show is usually about, or sometimes about, Kurt and the exploration of our friendship, when we have guests, it'll be the exploration of friendships of our friends.
Yeah. And also just getting into it, getting vulnerable with some dudes.
Yeah.
From the Bone Zone podcast and many, many other things, fantastic comedians in their own right, Brendan Walsh and Randy Litke.
Give us a minute.
Oh, no.
We tried to walk through the door at the same time. We're stuck.
Oh, this happens every time.
God, man.
A few things I didn't want to interrupt. Oh, wait, yeah, hi.
Hi.
I didn't want to interrupt, but Ali Wong should have replied to your first text with, sorry, Wong number. And then,
I'm not going to give more notes.
I'm a little worried that I didn't write in there, this came up on a podcast, because now I'm afraid somebody will tell her about this, and she'll think I just was doing it as a bit for the podcast, which I wasn't. I was doing this because I sincerely...
Look at this. I just said it. Yeah, oh, this was recorded way before, so you're fine.
Great. You aren't an AA, but this is sort of a form of... of that same thing, though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not an AA or anything. I guess. But I am in a fake AA.
I'm in a different AA, Assholes Anonymous.
The reason I said that was because I didn't.
Anonymous Assholes is my favorite website.
You never know whose butthole it is.
You never know whose it is, man. That's fine.
You can upload your own. It's fine. Yeah.
I go to blindbrowneyes.com, which I think is also really good. It's same owners. Yeah. The reason I put that AA thing in is because I didn't want her to think I was apologizing to lots of people. I wanted her to know, like, no, this is like a specific thing of me to you right now. Like, this isn't me going back and trying to right all my wrongs.
Yeah.
Or something, wongs. You know?
Yeah. You have to write all your wongs. This is a good one.
So you guys, I mean, like, so you guys became friends as adults, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
How long ago?
Well, 7 years ago.
8, yeah.
Because I'm going on 9 years in L.A.
Okay.
And I've been here for like 8.
And we met kind of right when you got here.
Uh-huh.
Where?
Anonymous Assholes.
Yeah. On the site, on the message board?
In the chat room.
We decided to unveil.
Yeah.
Whose asshole was that?
Yeah. We were both fans of each other's butthole.
Yeah, we matched. I was introduced to him very briefly through Martha Kelly after like a showcase or something. You weren't even living here yet. You were just visiting.
Yeah, at the Laugh Factory, right?
Maybe, yeah.
So I think
I was hanging out with Martha, and she's like, "Oh, my friend's in town. We're gonna go." And I was like, "Okay,
yeah."
And so I met you very briefly, but we, you know, no sparks there.
No sparks.
Really, no.
First impressions.
I thought he was very funny. I was excited to meet him because I was like, "Oh, this guy's hilarious."
I could tell Randy was funny. I mean, I don't really remember that first meeting, but I guess on MySpace or something, I would see maybe like with Martha or something.
Okay.
I mean, when I remember there was a certain kind of familiarity.
Yeah, it's a tough word. I have a hard time with it.
Yeah.
But when we bumped into each other a couple times, I was like, oh, that guy, like, yeah, he's funny or something. I don't know. I don't know if I could just tell
the origin story that we tell people, because it was kind of like the first time that we like hung out a little bit, was after a show, after a UCB show. I wasn't on it. I don't know if you were on it or...
I don't remember.
Everyone was hanging out at Bird's next door.
And
I was sitting in a booth and Brendan was in line at the bar. There was one guy in front of him. And I was like looking up at the bar and he looked back and we made eye contact and he kind of like motioned as to say, like watch this. And then he licked the guy's shirt that was in front of him, the back of the shirt, so the guy wouldn't notice while he was making eye contact with me the whole time. And I was like, no, don't do that. And he just kept like licking this stranger's shirt. And then we kind of both realized like, oh, we have similar sensibilities. We're both children.
That's great.
That's a great origin story.
Yeah. And then I think not too long after that, in that same area.
Davey picking. Yes. Yeah. I was walking. Yeah. I guess I was going to UCB a lot when I first, and you guys were picking like grapefruit off somebody's tree.
There was like, it was like a block away from UCB. I was really into picking fruit out of people's trees at that point in my life. And, me and my friend Davey Johnson, I was like, there's this great grapefruit tree. You have to kind of go over like a fence. It was an apartment
complex.
Wait,
do you mean you were into it? Because tell us why you were into it. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, because picking grapefruit's one thing. Being into picking grapefruit's a whole other thing.
I was really into like found fruit and like...
Were you, is this Davey?
Foraging.
When I moved... I can relate though, because when I first... The first place I lived, there was an orange... tree or a lemon tree. There were oranges and lemons, I thought. Yeah. Are there oranges out here?
Yes.
But I was kind of fascinated. Like, oh, I can just go down the block and grab four lemons if I want to make
when
some
you're
drinks.
Not from like this area. I'm from Oregon, so it's like a citrus tree. It's amazing.
It's crazy.
Everywhere. And then I was like making like punches, alcohol punches and fresh juice. And I was like
Smurf piss.
And I have like, you know, I used to cook in restaurants and like, I, you know, I'm a food guy. So I was like, Davey was
this
with
isn't
me.
The Davey from the Found podcast?
No. Okay. This is, he's a hilarious guy, Davey Johnson.
He's in a bunch of commercials.
Commercial actor, character actor.
Davey Johnson, he's 11 years old.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like a real...
He used to coach the Mets.
Yeah, I met him, painting a fence.
Yeah. He and I was like, let's go. I found this grapefruit tree and we had to kind of go over a fence, but it was in like a
courtyard.
Like an apartment building that had like four apartments. So I was like, no one's going to get mad because it's not like one person's tree.
Right.
And so like Davey was like kind of halfway up the tree. I was like lifting him and we were like picking grapefruits. And then Brendan comes walking by on the sidewalk because we weren't even going to UCB. We just happened to be right there. And he's like, hey, and we're like, hey, dude. And then just kept walking.
I thought you guys were on mushrooms. Yeah. I was like, are you guys on mushrooms? Because like they look really pie-eyed and like happy. And
yeah, he told us later. He's like, you guys must be fucked up if you're like weirdo picking fruit or...
I just thought you guys were like climbing a tree. Like it looked like a mushroom thing. Like they were like kind of like playing in a tree, like all smiley and pie-eyed. I was like, oh, you guys are on mushrooms.
But we weren't.
Yeah, they weren't.
We just love citrus. I love citrus, and I forced it on my friend Davey.
It's a great... the whole origin story is very interesting and very detailed. And
shirt licking, that doesn't happen in
Kurt, I think meetings. Kurt and my origin story is literally like, oh, you also like to get shit-faced? Awesome!
Well, we did our share of that. I remember one time actually at Bird's, you were like testing my level of friendship. You threw a glass of water on me. We were sitting in probably that same booth.
Yeah.
And you were just like, let's see what I can get away with. How did you respond?
He was pissed.
I was mad. That was like the first time that I was like, all right, I don't want to be around you if you're like this. And I left. Because he threw a full glass of water. Yeah. He threw a full glass of water on my lips. I spilled it at you.
Right?
Yeah, he goes, eh.
I would have totally
Across the table just to be like, look what I can do. And
but
I was
that
like, nope.
Did that endear you to him?
No.
Like, how did that continue? How did your friendship continue?
And I was like, yeah, sorry. I was.
Yeah, we got
crazy.
Over it.
Yeah.
How long did it take for you to get over it, though?
Like the next day, probably. I mean,
it wasn't like super aggressive. I think
he was being funny, but I
was just like sometimes like the governor,
the governor
just comes off, and I don't know where the line. I mean, there was drinking involved too. Yes. Like it's not like and, we
but
were
do you
all
do that?
Shit-faced.
Do you like push? Do you push people's limits?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I do it so much anymore. But I guess it still comes out sometimes. It's you were just telling that story, the laser pointer story.
Oh, yeah, Brendan is sitting here wearing a hat that says cock on it. And he's like, I don't know if I, I guess
you know, it's funny because like, I'm like looking at houses and stuff and like, I just thought of it recently. I was like, oh, is it like shitty to be wearing this hat? But I'm like, yeah, so what's the square footage?
Your home.
I would like, I'm trying to open a business. I need a loan.
So wait, now.
I mean, it's just a rooster on there. It's just for those of you listening. It's not.
But it
a penis
says the
on.
Word cock. On
yeah,
it.
Very small.
It's not meant to celebrate roosters.
Yeah,
it's meant to push it's buttons. It's funny. I love it.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you this, because I want to get into some of the minutiae of this. When he leaves, he gets pissed off. How did you feel bad instantly, or were you like, oh,
yeah,
fuck
yeah,
him
course.
If he can't take
no,
a joke?
No.
Okay,
I'm not like. It was like not a. It wasn't a premeditated act or anything of like, oh, I'm going to see what this guy's made
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
Like, we were being crazy, and I, like, made believe I was going to do it, and he was like, don't do that. And I was like, ah!
That's when, because Brennan doesn't like to be, like, told what to do. Like, he's admitted that many times.
Yeah, I have a real problem with authority.
So, like, if he's drunk and it's like, don't do this, he's going to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, that was, like, the first instance of, like, okay, if you're like this, which it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
But when he's like that, I'm like, I'm just not going to be around because I don't want to get, like, slapped in the face or, like, water thrown on me.
That's not...
It's fascinating to me because I... excuse me. I remember somebody telling me... I'm not surprised at the what you did, mm-hmm. Brendan. I don't mean that as an insult.
No.
You've always been a guy that's, like, you know, an edgy guy, you know, for lack of a better way of putting it. But I was surprised... I can't remember what it was, but somebody said something. Your name came up, and they were like, "Man, he gets."
You're pointing at Randy, right?
Yeah, at Randy. They were like, "He gets really pissed if you make like this joke to him or whatever." And I was like,
"What joke?"
I can't remember, and I apologize that I can't remember. But I just remember thinking, "Oh my God!" Like Randy has like some kind of boundaries. You know what I mean? Because I just
don't
assumed
think I would
he
get
didn't.
Pissed at a joke.
Well, that was a joke.
No, that was like
you
someone
got
throwing
a wet
a glass
lap.
Of water.
You have a wet
water
lap.
On
yeah, your
pants.
Yeah. Your pants are wet. That's like past a joke.
But I would think
I got to go home now.
I'm surprised.
It was after I said, "Do not do that," and I was very serious
yeah,
about it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised hearing he got mad at the water thing.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You're yeah, no, I, mean, I know you're not. I know yeah. you're not.
Depends on who. Like, I could see myself going either way on that. Like, depending on my level of craziness right. and drunkenness, and like, oh, okay. Well, now you're gonna get something worse happen to you now,
right.
or
well,
like you know,
I guess,
or this, just go fuck you. That's
if it was an accident, or if it was like
sure, yeah.
I'm being wild or whatever. It'd been like, eh, whatever. But if right. it was like a direct, like, look what I'm gonna do to you,
and that's
and
that.
So I took it as like, oh, you're fucking like clowning me, and I'm not gonna, you know, I'm out of here.
I think this is the point I'm getting at in regard to your friendship. I find it interesting that your line. Randy is probably way farther down the road than my line is. Mm-hmm. I would get way pissed way more easily than you would at something. But then you even have a line that sometimes Brendan can cross.
Yeah.
That's very fascinating
to
me.
Do you have and do you have a line that Randy has ever crossed?
Yeah.
Or is it just you are boundaryless?
Well, it's probably different types
know.
Of
yeah.
lines.
I don't I'm pretty, because I can be such a psycho, I cut people a lot of slack, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I don't hold on to shit either. So I'm not,
yeah, I wasn't upset about
that. Yeah, I mean, because this was in the beginning of your friendship mm-hmm. and you guys easily
yeah.
got over it.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I was just like,
ever,
oh, yeah, who cares?
Was there ever like a moment in the friendship that it was like, you were kind of concerned about whether it would continue?
No.
No.
No, I think, I mean, because we've been
do a
friends
lot of
for
stuff
8 years.
Yeah.
And now, like, the last 2 or 3 years, it's been pretty
we have,
intensive.
Like, jobs together, podcasts together, meetings. Like,
we
so,
carpool.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
we're together a lot.
And he moved into my apartment complex last year because him and his girlfriend broke up.
Yeah.
You guys
so,
live in the same place.
Like, too. Same complex.
Like,
not
10,
the same apartment.
10 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
Like, our doors. Like, you step
his
out my
door
front door,
faces.
I could see his kitchen window.
Yeah. Is that not too close? Because, like, you know, I
well,
work very
was,
closely
were,
with. Kristen, and when we're together for like a month straight
yeah.
living in the same place, like we're at each other's fucking throats sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
you guys don't get that?
I mean, I can only speak for myself. I think there have been moments where it's like, okay, you know, enough, like let's not you know, like we just, I think we just both know when to like back off or.
Yeah, it's been professionally pretty easy. Like if we are getting just with anybody, even with someone you're dating, if you're like, oh, yeah, we're getting kind of annoyed with each other right now. You just take like a break, like a day break, and then it's fine. Because like we work together so much.
And I can't think, I mean, there's one kind of vaguely specific moment, which I think is a pretty good testament to how well we can work together. Like there were a couple times, I think, at the job we were doing where I think we were both pretty annoyed with each other, but we could still... But when it was time to like, okay, let's come up with ideas for this, we can just go into just like, we can put that aside and, and just be laughing and stuff.
Where you can't, where it's just like, yeah, you just can't get over one hurdle. And it's like, well, that's just where it ends then. But yeah, because we work together so much and not just because it's like, this is how we make our money. Yeah. It's just like, this is, it's lasted this long because it's easy. We can still create stuff and have a fun time.
Yeah. I think even if we were super pissed at each other, we could still do something
What's a thing you got mad at Randy about? I'm so curious.
Like I said, it's not specific stuff. I think it's just, you know, living across the hall from each other, driving to work together, doing a podcast together.
Oh, so you guys drive to work together?
Well, we...
Sometimes. We've been doing it a little bit less lately.
Well, and we had a more...
And this is
we had like a different job.
Yeah, we had like a weekly thing where we were there most days.
And this was at midnight?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess we could say, but yeah.
Sorry. If you don't want to
mention it. No, it's fine.
we're secretive.
Well, it doesn't really, it didn't really happen.
What if we found out they never worked it at midnight?
They just hung out there all the time.
Yeah, we're not even friends.
We don't want it to get back to them that we think we work there.
That's why we're secretive. Oh, shit. I mean, when we first started...
It wasn't specific. Yeah, because it kind of wasn't really an at midnight specific job either. I mean, they were paying us, but it was for like this whole side thing they were trying to do.
Oh, okay. But that's where you guys... was it during that time you came up with... Is it called the Penis Brothers?
The Penis Twins.
The Penis Twins?
Yeah, well, didn't we...
Whereas, like, in case you guys don't know, Randy and Brendan dress up like
each
other.
We do warm-up for at midnight sometimes.
And they're dressed exactly the same. Yeah,
same way we wear wigs.
And then there's also a puppet who looks exactly like you too.
Yeah, flat top Tony.
Yeah. I mean, we have everything the same. We have the same watch, same shoes, same sunglasses. We have the same whistle that we blow.
Oh, yeah, we have whistles now, after the New Year.
That actually has been, like, because instead of screaming at someone, a whistle is, like, an easier way to get the most energy out of somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love
that. Like referee whistle.
It's just been, like, the last few days. And then you blow a whistle directly into a microphone.
That's the best.
You can't beat that.
Yeah.
And then why are they called the Penis Twins?
Yeah, that's just our last name.
It's an Italian last name.
Leon and Dion.
Yeah, Leon and Dion.
The Penis Twins. And
what's Leon, the puppet's name?
Flat Top Tony. He's our older brother.
He's our older brother.
Because he has a flat top hairdo. But the Penis Twins, we came up with Leon and Dion. We came up with that for something else. And then when we pitched the idea, like the... we had an office above the stage of where they record at midnight. So we'd hear the warm-up guy every day when they recorded it. And he's, you know, he's a great warm-up guy. He works all the time. But it's, you know, it's the same thing as most people do. It's just like by, you know, the first month we were there, we could have done the guy's act. And it was the same beats all the time. And then one day we were just kind of, I was like, we should see if we can do warm-up sometime. Like, just go, like, we could do it. Like, you know, he's never down there longer than like 20 minutes. And then we had a meeting with the producers about something, and like on the way out I just kind of was like, oh, can we like do warm up sometime? And they were just kind of like, yeah, anytime, tomorrow, whatever. It's like, and that's, again, nothing against the warm up guy there, but that show, like, you guys have both done this show, like, we've all, you see the show, it's fucking Groundhog's Day. It's like, it's the same. I mean, everybody's great there, great staff, everybody's great. So, but anything to break, I mean, I think that's why I think they kept us around for 6 months longer than they needed us to, just because we were...
Because something different.
We were
having two idiots running. Yeah, we were like the court jesters.
Seriously, because like we would be like, you want to make a round? And we would like make a round through all the different buildings and like crack jokes and prank people and like...
As the penis?
No, just as ourselves.
Oh, no, just as you guys.
A, to let people know that we showed up that day.
Yeah.
Because our office was kind of secluded. And then, like, B, everyone would just laugh and be like, those guys are great. But then they would also be like, what do they do here?
Yeah.
We pretend to fall down the stairs. We would do all sorts of stuff just to, like, disrupt.
The falling down the stairs really cracks me up. The photo, because there are photos of me on the bottom. Yeah. But there's these, offices where there's, like, a ledge where you'd be walking, you start disappearing. You're like, okay, see you, to the girl at the desk. And then you just fall and then they
like
your feet.
People, like, run over to make sure you're okay. One time, I held a whole bunch of empty soda cans, so they would roll down the stairs as well. And there's an office down at the bottom, and they would always be like, oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. But, but they...
how many times do you think we fake fell down the stairs? Like
a couple dozen, at least.
Yeah,
I mean... A couple dozen.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I would say 30 or 40, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I know you guys both. I'm curious about this, and if this ever... Is this ever a thing that kind of annoys you once in a while? Because I know you guys both, and I can... You guys are the closest to, like, an 80s movie duo that I've ever met in my real life. You know what I mean? Like,
but we're both fat party guys.
Yeah, then we would have to cast the other part.
We need
to pick one of us and then cast the other one.
I wasn't even thinking the party thing. You're just two fat guys.
Oh, okay.
No, you guys are like pranksters. There's always hijinks. One of the first things I learned about you when we started becoming friends was... I remember Henry Phillips being like, yeah, fucking Walsh has a fake Twitter account of this guy. He introduced me to a comic in Minneapolis and was like, if this guy ever tweets at you, it's not him. It's Brendan Walsh.
Oh, I forgot about
that. And then you started tweeting at me that weekend and being like, can you meet me at the mall? I had a weird dream about you and I can't sleep.
Oh, no. It was a real... Yeah. I think it was Chell Bjorgen he gave me his login info because he never used his account.
Yeah.
And for some reason, he was like, you can have my login info.
You keep going.
This is what I was going to ask, because I actually was a little cognizant of this the last time I did your podcast, that, like, do people joke with you too much? Does it get annoying after a while because they look at you as the fun prank guys or whatever? Like, when I was doing your podcast, I started to feel, like, a little bad that every time you asked me something, I'd be like, suck my dick.
I didn't think it was like
that. I was like, do you guys, you're cut from the very similar cloth. Do you ever get annoyed at...
Does the jester crown become weary?
I think the only time that it's kind of annoying is, I mean, getting labeled as, like, a prankster, because it's not really...
Annoying like that. I got that like label just from a few things that I did that weren't really like
they're not pranks.
No, they're like social
experiments.
I think
like what we do is not pranks.
Yeah, we do similar type
and
things.
And it's like, but then that's like the only word people have for it. And then you're like slotted in with like these fucking shows that are like tricking people.
Yeah, because you, Kurt, you do a lot of pranks
too.
I don't call them pranks.
I'm joking. I said it because Jesus Christ.
But do you get this a lot? Like where people, it's. Where they're like, well, I don't know. Are you like, is this one of your hoaxes or whatever?
Yeah, and it's just like, no, I'm just trying
to talk
to you.
It's like, no, I didn't hire a skywriter to do this.
Yeah.
Like, that's what gets a little tiresome, where it's like, they're like, oh, you're the fucking prank master. And I'm like, okay, are you being sarcastic? Or are you being like, I did a few things that, you know, got a little bit of attention, and now I'm like fucking... Alan Funt over, you know. where are the cameras? Yeah.
Did you hear that story about Alan Funt?
What? No.
I don't know who this is.
Alan Funt's the guy who did
invented
Hidden Camera.
Camera. Yeah.
And he was actually on a plane that got hijacked in the 70s. And then he was sitting in first class. And then the whole, like, one person saw Alan Funt there and was like, it's Candid Camera.
Oh, my God.
And then they would not allow the guy to, like, hijack the plane because nobody believed it.
Really?
Alan Funt was on the plane. And he kept saying, like, this is a real hijacking. This is not Candid Camera. That man has a gun. He wants to take this plane to Libya.
Like, it's getting so weird. This version is so crazy.
Really insane.
Well, let's just put it out there.
His head looks like it exploded. Wow.
Let's just put it out there right now. If you're ever on a plane with Brendan or Randy and it gets hijacked,
it's not real.
No, it is real.
Let's just make it real.
See? Now, what if they, instead of calling them pranks, they call them Yankee Doodles?
Well, like lies.
I
mean, I do get that there's a certain kind of, like, I was on the phone with my girlfriend when I came in here and was like, oh, because like I did have a dream last night that she was in and was like, oh, I'm mad at you because of a dream I had. She's like, what happened? I was like, I got to go do this podcast. I'll tell you later.
I mean, I told her that I was
doing it. Dude, the first time I did your podcast, you told me, this has absolutely happened. You told me that you and either one of you invented the rock and roll doorbell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Where, and I go, stop. Is this one of your, is this one of your pranks? Sorry that I used the word prank.
We just assumed that you would think we were joking.
Yeah. No, because I thought it was honestly a good idea, and you kept saying it, and I was like, all right, guys, I'm going along with you on this. And then I got really into it, and I was like, this is a great idea. Somebody hits the doorbell, plays your favorite rock song.
And then it goes ding-dong at the end.
It plays like a 10-second guitar riff, and then there's a 3-second pause, and then a ding-dong.
That's when I knew you were lying.
Yeah.
But I thought you would hit it, and it would be like, loving it now, loving it now.
I mean, it
the amount of rights that your doorbell would have to pay.
I know.
Yeah, it's the most expensive.
Just team up with
we should just rebrand it
Rock
as the most
Band,
expensive.
Yeah. The video game.
Now, when you would you guys call yourselves best friends?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Ooh. Well, I mean, I think by the
sheer time.
The rule of like, yeah, averages, like how much, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, for sure. But Brendan has a bunch of friends from his past and I have a bunch of friends from my past, you know.
I guess that's a weird thing that you could explore with adult friendships, like, because that's fourth grade shit, best friends, like. I mean, I don't know, like how, like.
Well, you would never, I mean, I agree that.
There are guys I've known since I was 5 years old, and I'm like, oh, well, I mean, I guess that's,
Here's a better or an easier way to, because I agree that using the term best friend is stupid, but I could say in good conscience, there are probably three to four or five human beings in the city of Los Angeles that I would truly, you know, like if you got the call in the middle of the night, you're like, dude, I'm there. Don't worry about
me
it.
Me too. And that's Ben Stiller, Steven Spielberg, the guy from, he used to be on Parks and Rec, and then he was in that new Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mary Dana Farris.
Aziz Ansari.
He's
great.
He's another one.
No. He was in Jurassic World.
Yeah.
And he was on Parks and Rec.
Mine aren't as famous.
No.
Ben Stiller's brother. Steven Spielberg's brother.
You're always hanging out with the two of them, but like two steps behind.
It's
with
like a
brother.
Kid's table. And
So but, did you actually bring a fake journal or no?
No, I didn't have time to
we'll keep it on this.
Do that.
Did you? but you know what? But here's really the bigger question I'm getting at. What was the time period from first meeting till you'd put Randy or vice versa?
We started hanging out like all the time pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So
it was an immediate
like I lived in Koreatown with my buddy Kurt, yeah. And you would come over and we would that was when like TwitPix, like you had to use TwitPic to tweet a picture, and so we had this whole like run of things where we call ourselves the king of TwitPix.
Yeah.
And we had like all these like fake ghost pictures.
Had his girlfriend put a sheet over his girlfriend with sunglasses.
Pretend like she was a ghost, and we're like, this
and we're all hiding behind couches.
And every it's so stupid, but we were like so we were laughing so hard.
It was
all
being
night.
Like really silly. Like it is hard to find somebody with that juvenile.
Yeah.
Like the and I'll usually like the hardest I laugh is when we're doing something too. Like the podcast. There's always something that cracks me up
so
super hard.
Stupid.
When we were that. When we first started hanging out, we were just Googling, does having AIDS make sex feel better?
Yeah,
and we were going
we put that, I asked that question on a medical forum and left it open for discussion, like that I heard AIDS made sex feel better.
And then we were Googling something about redheads' pussies smelling like garlic.
Yeah.
But then the button on it was like, we're doing all this for whatever reason for like hours.
Yeah.
And then you like went to type something else in there and it had everything that we Googled in the past like 2 hours. And it was like the most retarded list of like, it was like 2 10-year-olds got a hold of your computer.
Yeah. Why is it called a boner? Like we were, and we get in those frenzies because that like, and we've talked about it together where it's, when you were in the third or fourth grade, where you like, you laugh so hard.
You can't breathe.
Yeah.
Like, you don't laugh that hard as an adult, generally.
No. Yeah. Most adults. Those are the zones that we go when we're together. And I don't have a lot of friends, or any friends that I go to that place with.
Yeah,
well, that's why
tough.
I would use the. I mean, it again, it's a juvenile term, but I would use the term best friends with you guys. I mean, it's. I remember watching.
We're both like hesitant.
Well,
we don't want to open up too much.
I remember watching a documentary about like Death Row Records, and they talked about the Dog Pound, meaning specifically Daz and Corrupt, and they were talking about how close they were and how they would do everything together.
Yeah,
you know, and they were like these gangsters from Compton or South Central, wherever they're from, and I was just like. I was like, that's really endearing, man. Like, those dudes in another neighborhood would have used the term besties. You know what I mean? But they use the term dog or whatever, you know. So, like, I see that with you guys. You guys are like real riders. You know what I mean? Like,
if we
didn't
have girlfriends, we'd be even crazier.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, we kind of both come from the school of, like, the only reason to have a girlfriend is to, like, drive someone crazy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, to do stuff that we can, like, tell each other about. Like...
Another story too. I was thinking of the thing last night. Like I lost it last night. We were just telling a story about something we did that I forgot about.
What was it?
It was calling into that cable access show, and all my calls were about laser pointers.
We would call. So he would sit. We discovered this cable access show that's in like South Georgia, and it's just like every hour it's a different show, but it's generally two people sitting at a desk, and there's two different phone lines, and when you call them, they ring on the desk. There's no like.
So you know that you're watching it, you see the phone ring when you're in
different place. Yeah. And so he would sit at his place, I would sit at mine. We would both watch it and we would both take turns calling in. So I would watch his call and then he would watch my call. And his calls were all about how, like, my son, you know, these laser pointers at the school, they keep pointing them at each other's eyes and now they're starting to put them up their butts. And then they would like hang up on them. And then he would call back in and be like, talk about something else. And then he's like, but it is true. I heard, you know, because I have like a nephew at that same school and they are putting him up their butts. And then they would hang up on him.
And then I called and it was like, I have two laser pointers in my butt.
Yeah, he was like, I know they're going to hang up. So he's trying to say as fast as he can. He's like, I have two laser pointers in my butt. If I put a third one up there, do you think I can get it? And they're like, hang up. And we're just sitting in our like respective alone rooms by ourselves, like losing it.
Holy shit.
And the laser pointer, the other thing, not to just last story.
In San Diego.
In San Diego, you were mad at me that time.
I was annoyed because I could see, because you have a problem with authority, and I could see a cop told him not to do something, and he kept doing it. I was like, you're going to get arrested.
A cop told you?
Yeah.
So
what situation?
We're wasted in the gas lamp district or quarter or whatever.
Yeah, we did a show at that American Comedy.
It's a great
company.
Club.
It's fun. Brendan had a laser pointer, and there's that area, everyone's barfing and on the ground.
It's insane.
There's a lady on the ground, passed out, completely cold, and there's two cops trying to like help her, and Brendan starts putting the laser pointer on the lady.
And I'm like, I think I found the problem here, officer. She seems to be wasted.
And the cops are like, where's that coming from? And they're all getting mad, and then they look at Brendan, and they go, hey, knock that off. And I'm like, Brendan, you're gonna get it. And they go, knock it off. And he goes, no! It's my identity.
Having a laser pointer is what defines me.
And I was like getting upset because I could see him, to prove a point, getting arrested.
Yeah.
Just being like, no, it's just a laser pointer. You want to arrest me for a laser pointer? Do it.
I was in that zone of like, fuck you, pig. You can't. It's not illegal. I can point a laser pointer at a passed out chick. But, you know, those arguments, you never win.
Oh, like, it's God. Still,
like, you end up getting arrested.
Let's just
get arrested, even though if they don't throw the book at you.
Let's please reflect on the sentence, fuck you, pig. It's not illegal. I can point a laser pointer at a passed out chick if I want to.
See, in that moment, I was like, I was annoyed because I thought, like, oh, my God, I don't want to deal with you getting arrested right now. But it's still the funniest thing that's ever happened. I wasn't upset about it the next day. It was the funniest thing. It's my favorite story.
Jesus Christ. Guys, this...
So I feel like we would be remiss for allowing you to go through emotional hangs without asking if either of you have a beef with the other person you want to air out.
Yeah. And this is a segment we call I Forgive You. Now, when Kurt and I do
This is air out the beef. This is...
You're right. This is air out the beef.
But what
Sorry.
If you decide not to forgive them, though?
This is air out the beef. This is like, you know, dude, there's this little kernel of something that's been sticking there, and it's not a big deal. I was going to bring up. It's kind of fucking bugging me, though, to be honest with you.
Man.
So it's a fun thing to close out with.
We've been getting along pretty well lately.
Yeah.
Like, this could be from years ago.
This could be from years ago.
Well, like I said, I don't really hang on to stuff.
Yeah. It's been so many years that it's like, oh, man.
All the things that piss you off about.
No. I'm just saying, like, I don't remember. I'm not going to remember something little from...
Well, I mean, there's one thing recently that I told you about that was... But, I mean, it's not even that big of a deal.
Yeah, right. I like this one.
Air it out.
Oh, you know what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, where I just said, can you proofread, like with the...
we have a podcast.
On our podcast, he writes the description of the thing. And I just like, I'm a fucking psycho with like spelling and grammar and stuff. And there was just like 75 to 80% of them have typos in them. And I was like,
That's an exaggeration.
Well,
75 to 80. We can that's go a very through. Specific so exaggeration.
So there's Randy's in the, beef. Brandon well, exaggerates.
Okay. Well, in the sample, in the ones, like, I looked at four and three of them had something.
Right.
Yeah. And we write together, too. Like, we write scripts together. So.
But that's usually it's like a collaborative.
Yeah.
But I just go through, like with anybody though, I go through and correct, reword things. Uh-huh. And it's like, I'm a fucking Strunken White guy. Do you ever read one of those? The Strunken White. Basically, it's a economy of word. Like, you know, just like here, you know, say it in the most concise way possible.
Strunken White?
Strunk and White. They're two names. Strunk and White.
Okay.
And it's, it's just a good kind of like grammar guidance like, don't say, you know, like, or I don't know. I can't think of an example.
I know, like meandering.
But that was it. And I just said to Randy, hey, can you just like, you know, before you post the thing, just reread it? Because once it's posted, you can't go back and fix things,
yeah,
right?
You can.
Yeah. Oh, I thought maybe that. But that's just with.
You should make him like, go back an and fix all of them then.
No, I thought there was something like where maybe that's just if you post something where they go out of order or something. Or
that's if something gets deleted because of we played.
Oh, okay.
Illegal music.
We don't have much time left. Do you have a beef?
Yeah.
No, I mean, we'll just stay on that same beef because then when he does that, I'm like, well, then you write it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
very fair.
That's a very small little thing.
But I would.
Yeah.
It's a strip of beef.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a nice. Strip
that's
of
a very
beef.
Fair, strip. Very yeah. healthy. Mutual, I hate to even call it a grievance. It's not a grievance, but that's a very healthy back and forth.
Yeah.
There.
Well, and it's funny because when he brought it up, he goes, now don't get mad at me, but, don't get mad, but,
Well, we could extend this segment now because.
No, but he said it that way and then he said it and I was like, okay. And he's like, you're mad at me. Aren't you mad at me?
Like, well, no. I knew you would get kind of defensive. Well, like you said, your initial response, well, you fucking write it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So and I'm like, just, well, I don't want to, it's just.
Oh, so you handled it. So you handled it very gently. Yeah. It wasn't like you snapped at him.
No.
Yeah, no, it's just like, yeah.
But that is like, my mom was just here for Thanksgiving and I just, you know, can't stand her after a certain amount of time. And she does a thing like, and my girlfriend saw it where she'll start a sentence with like, she's like, okay, now don't get mad. Just hear me out before you even say it. I'm like, I'm already fucking mad. Like you've already pushed all my buttons. Like say it. What? Call my brother? Cause we're fighting. Like,
right.
So like, then I just get in my head of how to approach things. So I'm like, okay, well now I'm doing this like my mom, which makes me fly off the handle right away.
Right. Guys, this is a fascinating friendship. I love sitting down and talking to both of you.
Thank you for coming on. Do you guys have anything to plug?
Yeah, plug.
I mean, I have dates that you said, well, the weekend your special comes out, I'll be in San Francisco February 2nd through the 4th. I'm at the Punchline in San Francisco.
Punchline.
Go see Brendan. He's
and really, so this won't be out for the next couple of weeks.
Hilarious.
We're unsure.
Probably unsure. Not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just listen to my album.
Yes.
I'm on a roll.
Comedy Central Records.
Hilarious.
I'm on a roll.
Hilarious.
And it's
our
available on Spotify. You can
and the podcast, The Bone Zone. Yeah. It's a very funny podcast.
Check it out.
Thanks, guys. This has been Emotional Hangs. We'll see you next time.